I'm Colin Brownlee. I'm an editor of New Phytologist in the Physiology and Development section. I'm the director of the Marine Biological Association in Plymouth. I started out as a biologist. I did an undergraduate degree in biology, and then I did a PhD in plant physiology, studying phytochrome. And then I did various postdocs, mainly in fungal physiology, before I became a member of staff at the Marine Biological Association many years ago. From an early age, I was brought up in a house without a garden, but I can remember being really intrigued by the fact that plants and the small invertebrates that we found under stones on waste ground were very tenacious, and they were actually everywhere. So I think that gave me a great interest in how plants and animals can actually survive in pretty harsh environments, and how they can be very diverse in even a very stressful environment. And I think it all started there. And then joining the microscopy club at my secondary school. Incidentally, I was thrown out of that club on the first day for taking a microscope apart. So I must have been interested in microscopes at least at an early age. I didn't have any mission. I just got satisfaction in challenging and having an intellectual challenge and satisfying my natural curiosity and being able to explore things that I decided, I made the decision what to do, and I think it was the freedom, the academic freedom that research gave me, at least at an early stage, yeah. I don't have one single role model. I would say role models who stand out in my career would include the squid physiologists who worked on the squid giant axon at the Marine Biological Association 20 or 30 years ago. They actually taught me how to be extremely rigorous in experimental approaches and analysis of data. I would also say that David Reed at Sheffield University was a great role model in that he taught me that research can be fun. If you can, study something that you're really interested in. Follow your natural curiosity. Don't be put off if your experiment doesn't seem to have worked, if you're doing experiments, or if your data doesn't seem to fit. That's probably going to be the most interesting thing that you've done so far. And I think don't be put off by what might appear at the time as failure, either in your career or in your experimental approaches. You have to be fairly doggedly determined to actually progress to the bitter end in science. My hobbies are, I play the piano, I play blues piano, and if I'm not in the lab, you might well find me at sea sailing a sailing boat.